So this module talks about reliability modeling and predictions. Now there's a couple of different reasons we do that, but there's quite a few different models or techniques that we can use to create a picture of the existing reliability system or the reliability of the current system, or better yet, a impression of what it may do in the future. The primary goal is usually to create a bridge, to no pun intended, to the future. We'd ideally would like to know if we're going to meet our targets for business purposes or for customers' expectations or requirements. But we also need to know if that the decisions we're making today are going to help us achieve the business objectives or goals that we have set out for the particular program. Now, we always have to keep track of the budget, of even if it's just number of samples, but we need to make decisions and prioritize where we allocate resources, and not just money, but the people and the time that we have available to create a product. So predictions and modeling and predictions helps us then to prioritize where do we need to work to make the best effect on the performance of our product's reliability. When we're all said and done, we end up with what actually happens. And whether or not we pay particular attention to reliability, the products going to the field and in their performance will have some reliability. It's built into the product. And it's how that particular individual unit responds to its local environment. It will be reliable at some level. And the intent of modeling and predictions is really to help us understand, are we going to achieve the final objective, the final performance as expected? Just another quick reminder is that if at any time you've got questions or would like to bounce an idea off me or whatever, especially dealing with the course, feel free to give me an email or give me a call. I'm available to answer questions for you, and I'd be glad to help you as any way I can to master the information in the CRE body of knowledge. Next, we'll dive into one aspect of modeling and predictions is the part where we make the model.